Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Not sure what your thoughts are about Kanye West, but I'll tell you what, he's been making a lot of news lately. And I probably come from a place of ignorance, but here's my thoughts about Kanye West and his new album. Number one, I like it. Number two, he's going to make mistakes in the future. Number three, I think this album took a lot of courage. Now, I get it. Some people are saying it's just for marketing and that type of thing. I would encourage them to listen to it because you know what? I'm just wondering what everyone around him is thinking. I know he's taking hits. He's taking massive hits. Now, is he getting more fans? Sure. I've never listened to a song of his before this album. Nor do I think, you know, my faith is now stronger because of his music or this type of thing. I just think it's very interesting, the conversation. In the last 2 weeks, we've seen major Christian, rock-solid leaders of the faith fall. And we've seen celebrities that you think are absolutely far from God have what appears to be a massive spiritual awakening. Now, that shouldn't shock us. I mean, any one of us is one choice away from a massive failure. But what's encouraging to me, as I've listened to the new album many times now, there's no pressure. You know what I'm saying? The faith that I hear in the songs, it's like there's no pressure to do. I guess what I'm feeling is it's more pure than, it's a pure type of faith. That's what I've been thinking about lately. It's a pure type of faith. That's what I'm seeing a lot of places. Just this, forget the religion, forget the rituals, forget the do's and don'ts and shoulds and should nots. Following God just makes sense. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm feeling more than anything. And it's refreshing. It's exciting. Just to find that pure, raw faith. So these are my thoughts. Who knows, by the time I shoot this video, maybe Kanye West has renounced his faith. I mean, you never know. I'm not putting my faith on any human being, nor myself, because I'm going to fall and everyone is going to fall. There's one perfect being. That's not what this is about. What I'm encouraged is that none of us is beyond God's saving grace, nor is any of us moral failure proof. I'll leave you with these words. Faith isn't attained, it's maintained. My dad told me that as a young kid. Faith is not attained. Wisdom is not attained. It's maintained. How could Solomon be the wisest person who ever lived and then make the stupidest decisions? Because wisdom is maintained, not attained. It's maintained in a relationship with God. So I just want to encourage you, whether you think you're far from God, whether you think you've made too big of mistakes, there's room at the table. And that's what I find massively refreshing about his album and about this thing called faith. If you need more help on this, I'm going to recommend somebody else's book. Go to Your Next Best Step, Dean Foulkes, F-U-L-K-S. And it's all about your first 30 days in a relationship with God. Check it out. It's a good book. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.